dollars to promote loose policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialist. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA offers stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 to receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is the Ray Chia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys have about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Folks, don't get too excited yet. Got a big show planned for you, but you may not like what you hear. Welcome. It's the Ray Program. Ray Lucia here along with Bobby Wooldridge. We're tackling your money questions. 844-RAY-SHOW. You can like us on Facebook, The Ray Lucia Show. Follow us on that Twitter thing, at Ray Lucia Show. Bobby Woo, how you doing there, Bob?
And, of course, listen to the show anytime on your time with the Biz Talk Radio app.
The Biz Talk Radio app, which you can download for free, that I mentioned, it costs nothing. We've got Gene Pastula coming in just a little bit. I've got to ask him this question from Science Daily. Why are older people happier? I don't really understand that, because I was a lot happier when I was your age, buddy. And now that I'm old, I'm not nearly as happy as I was when I was like 29, 30 years old. When are you going to be 30, by the way?
2 months.
2 months, mm-hmm. Man alive, when I was 3 years old, if I just knew then what I know today, my own. but here's the headlines, and this is why you're not going to be all that thrilled and excited if you follow the markets. And if you do follow the markets regularly with great interest, you're making a big mistake, okay? I've talked about this many, many times before. All you will do is mess your brain up. That's right, because you will read headlines like this and it will freak you out. The Standard & Poor's 500 could plunge 75% to 550, so says Sogen Permabear Albert Edwards. That's a good one. 75%. Going to lose 75% of your money, according to this dude. And for many stocks, it's already a bear market. Bobby, what's a bear market now?
Down 20%.
Down 20%. What's a correction?
10.
What's your portfolio doing?
Flat.
You're flat? You haven't lost any money lately?
Pretty flat.
Oh, that's good.
Not too bad.
That's good. You may be interested to stick around for when I talk about why you should stop believing in past performance of all these mutual fund managers. Because there's a whole industry out there, by the way, with pension consultants and all this stuff that say, we'll review what your manager does, and if he falls below the benchmark, we'll fire him and we'll hire a better manager. Waste of time. Total, unadulterated waste of time. And I've got the data to prove it. I don't know if I can get to that today, but I will get to it sooner or later, and you'll be quite interested to learn about that. But let's start with the S&P could plunge 75%. Sit back. Relax. No, don't relax. If the market drops 75%, you will be freaked out, and so will I. But I will not be worried. I'll be freaked out, but not worried, because I got a plan. Do you? Do you have a plan so that you stay in the game, or are you going to sell out and miss the rebound? Or are you going to believe this stuff? I don't even believe it, because I don't think it's going to happen. Nonetheless, I guess Albert Edwards is some Brit, and I think he's a Brit. I've heard his name bounced around before, but here's what he has to say. According to Edwards, the global strategist at Societe Generale, and I might add, Perma Bear. That's a guy that's always bears. Doesn't matter. He believes that the benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 index could fall as much as 75% from its recent peak of 2,100 to trade around 550. Holy mackerel, that's a big decline. Now remember, the previous bear market was in March of 2009, where the S&P dropped to 666. Woo, scary, 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 666. He's saying it's dropping down below that. A fall below 666 would have been a plunge of 65% or so from just the other day. But if the bottom is around 550, that's a 72% decline. Measured against the most recent peak would be a 75% decline. Pretty interesting. He explained that the coming carnage is an indirect result of the quantitative easing program launched by the Federal Reserve after the financial crisis in an effort to ease pain in the economy. Now, I agree to a certain extent with that, because what happened is we lowered interest rates to zero, and that caused investors and companies to buy shares and margin up and borrow money and buy companies, and it creates an asset bubble. The question is, does the bubble just burst and you lose 75%, or is it like a balloon that you kind of let air out of and the market, you know, goes flat for a couple of years and it slowly works its way back? I don't know, and frankly, I don't care, because if I spend too much time thinking about this at my age, you don't want to do that. You'll have a heart condition. I already have a slight heart condition. I don't want to make it worse. Anyway, however, he says the aggressive stimulus measures have done little to stimulate growth and instead serve to inflate global asset prices into the stratosphere. Well, I don't know about stratosphere, but that is true. Although the P.E. ratios, if you look at forward earnings, they're slightly elevated. They're like 16 and a half, 17, somewhere in that ballpark, instead of 14 and a half or 15. So they're slightly elevated, but not like grotesquely so. Now, if you looked at the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, they're pretty inflated. That's where you average the 10-year performance, the Robert Shiller deal. But once again, there's two components to the price to the earnings ratio. There's the price, and then there's the earnings. If earnings were to go up substantially, the price-earnings ratio goes down. Now, that happens to be a rub right now, because many are predicting that earnings are going to be in the tank this year by comparison, because all of the cost-cutting that's happened over the past few years cannot continue on indefinitely. Either event, that's what Société Générale has to say. Here's what Chuck Miklozak, Chuck Miklozak, I guess that's how you pronounce it.
I'll give it to you.
I don't know Chuck, and he doesn't know me either, but he's from Reuters. But he says this: for many stocks on Wall Street, there's already a bear market. So does that mean stocks are cheap? Well, I don't think they're cheap by any stretch, but a lot of stocks have already got hammered more than 20%. Here's what Chuck had to say. In addition to the 219 stocks in the S&P 500 index that are down 20% or more from their 52-week highs, there are 374 stocks that are off more than 10%. So you've got four-fifths, about 80% of the stocks in the S&P 500 that are already in at least correction mode, and about half of them are in bear market territory, down more than 20%. Now, we got off, as you know, to a pretty rocky start in the first week or two of 2016. So a lot of people are concerned that will portend that the stock market's going to get hammered again this year. My question is, okay, so what? What do you do about it? What do you do about it? Do you get out? As many are saying, hey, just hit the hills right now, and the market goes up this year, and you make a bad call, and then what do you do next year? If stocks are overvalued now, and the market goes up this year, where do you think they're going to be a year from now? So then, do you stay out? the year later? And when do you get back in? You see, this is why it's so critically important that you focus on a disciplined strategy. Write it down so that you can stick to your guns. You know, you've got some safe money. If you need income, draw income from the safe money. That's all. Let the market do what the market's going to do. Neither you nor some dude from Société Générale or from CNBC or even, if you can believe that, from this show can tell you what's going to happen. Incidentally, one of the reasons why valuations are, I think, a little artificially high are because of the FANG group. You know who the FANG group are? That would be Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. They are valued. Netflix has a P/E ratio of 368.5. So if you're wondering why the market seems a little overvalued, it could be because of the FANG. All right, we come back. We're going to ask Gene Pastula why older people are happier and why he always has a smile on his face. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey folks, before another year passes, I want you to take the time to get your life organized with LegalZoom. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a family? Of course you do. Do you have any assets or property? Of course. That's why you need to have an estate plan. Now, don't worry if this sounds a little too complicated. LegalZoom can help. LegalZoom's estate plan bundles eliminate all the guesswork. You don't have to figure out anything, whether you need a will or a living trust, which one works best for you. Instead, you work with an independent attorney, which are available in most states. They'll walk you through your options and recommend an estate plan that offers the best solution to fit your needs. And since LegalZoom is not a law firm, you can count on efficiency and value. And everything's on your schedule and your terms. Plus, you'll know what your estate plan bundle costs up front instead of worrying about hourly rates. Get your life organized with an estate plan bundle at LegalZoom.com today. Don't forget to enter Ray, R-A-Y, in the referral box at checkout. That code again is Ray at LegalZoom.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-335-1890. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-335-1890. 800-335-1890. That's 800-335-1890.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book in bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car. Running or not, the value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Little Neil Young, especially for you. Gene Pastula in the house. How you doing, old man?
Young is a good word.
Yeah. So Science Daily says older people are happier. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not nearly as happy today as I was in my 20s and 30s. How about you?
Well, you know, it depends on what time of day it is.
Or night, for that matter.
How the old bod's working. I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on that can determine my level of happiness. But I generally, it's okay. You know?
Gene Pastula from Safe Money Monitor. Maybe one of the reasons why he is so happy is because a lot, not all, but a lot of his money is sanitized, meaning it's sitting in a very, very safe environment. I want to talk about that.
I thought
that.
You meant laundered.
No.
Here's
what Science Daily had to say, Gene. Older people tend to be happier, but why? Some psychologists believe that cognitive processes are responsible. In particular, focusing on and remembering positive events and leaving behind negative ones. That's my problem. I can't leave behind negative ones. That's what they think helps older people regulate their emotions, letting them view life in a sunnier light. There's a lot of good theory about this. However, I would have to believe a lot of it has to do with how much money you got in the bank. I mean, wouldn't you think that your financial resources and your health, not necessarily in that order, probably health first and financial resources second, would tend to make you a happier, older person?
Yeah, it's about, you know, a sense of security. And the younger you, I mean, I don't think anybody goes through life with a total sense of security. Even if you got a ton of money, then you've got other problems, you know, that you either create or.
So with my lottery winnings, I'm going to have all kinds of problems. You know, within 7 years, 80% of lottery winners are bankrupt.
Sure. I mean,
I don't know if that'd be the case if you won $500 million.
Yeah, I was thinking if I could get, you know, $500 million in the bank right now, I could probably relax about my level of security. But then you worry about your health or you worry about something else. I think that my experience in talking to clients and advisors and their clients is that the most important thing is predictability and a sense of security that everything is going to be okay. And, you know, and when you have a situation like we've got in the last 2 weeks, it's still going on, right?
It's going on.
Yeah.
Volatility.
Yeah.
You're going to have it all year, so get
right.
used to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is some serious volatility. I think seriously. I looked at the
it's all relative.
Stock market. My
just don't look
portfolio.
At your portfolio. That's
no,
all
I
can't.
I got to ignore it. But at any rate, if one can have something, some portion of their financial portfolio in invested or in a place where it's going to do exactly what you want it to do, what you set out for it to do, and you don't have to worry about, you know, what's going on in the world or the stock market or anything else, that provides a really a foundation and a real sense of security that helps things. And I think people, you know, they get caught up in the idea of, you know, doing the right thing in the market or having the greatest planner or advisor or whatever, and everything is going to be great. But when they go through these times, and each one, even the advisors, I mean, they get nervous, you know, and they try to be disciplined and what have you, and in their advice and all the rest of the stuff, but they've got the responsibility for maybe 50, 100 clients and what happens to them. And when they go through a week, two or three or more, or a year where there's not getting the performance and what have you, that makes them unhappy.
Okay, I want you to address this. This was research done by Peter Kemper, Harriet L. Commissar, and Lisa Alexa. Their work was published back in 2005, and it provided forward-looking estimates for long-term care needs. And this is shocking. 79%, they say, of women aged 65 and older will need long-term care at some point, and the average length of stay, almost 4 years. That's significant. 79%, 4 years. At $100,000 a year, that's $400,000. And if the old man has the same problem, you got $600,000-$700,000 of one's portfolio, poof, vanishes.
That scares me. I mean, 4 years averages is higher than I have.
Well, here's why. It's 3.7 years for women, 2.2 years for men. So the average we've heard is somewhere around 3 years or so, or 2.9 years. But for women in particular, the morbidity rates are higher. Men keel over of a heart attack. Women go into nursing homes.
They just keep hanging in there.
They hang in there, exactly. So I want you to address that, because that is critical for every woman that's listening, or anybody that's got a mom out there. You're going to be the one taking care of them if you don't have enough money to pay somebody to do it for you. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's way better for you to spend your time in a loving relationship instead of the one that has to help them go to the bathroom.
Yeah, actually helping them go to the bathroom for a week or two or a month or two is not so bad. But when it gets into a month, 3 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, that screws up your life. And there is an entire profession of caregivers and you know, people, I think they don't get the respect that they deserve, because I've watched and seen what they have to do and how they do it and the love and attention that they give their patients, that's worth buying. That's worth paying for.
Okay, we're going to talk about money here. Yeah. See, I'm totally prepared for being on the air today.
Good.
I just want you to know that.
Good.
So Jim Wirth does a study, because I wanted to know how much money this is actually going to cost, right? So Jim Wirth does a study, and they say if you put your mother or your spouse or your aunt or whomever into a nursing home, the average nursing home room, private nursing home room, $91,250. Of course, that depends on where you are. If you're in Honolulu, it's a lot more. If you're probably in Knoxville, Tennessee, probably a lot less. A five-year stay in a nursing home at today's prices, $456,250. It's $500,000. That doesn't include the little miscellaneous stuff that you pay for, like getting the house all fixed up so that she can, you know, use the wheelchair or the walker or whatever. So we come back from the break. My old man buddy here, Gene Pastula, is going to explain to all of you how you can do this at virtually no cost and virtually no risk. How's that? You better pay close attention to this one. 844-RAY show is the number. Email's coming up too at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Gene is at Safe Money Monitor. We'll be back with Gene Moore of the Ray Lucia Show after this.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about my brand new home security system. It's called Simply Safe. You know, I didn't think home security could be this easy. See, I wanted an alarm system for years, but it's always a huge hassle. The pushy sales guys, outrageous price tags, and those long-term contracts, they lock you in forever. I'd never sign one of those. Simply Safe was different. So easy. I went online, found the right system for my home. There was no sales pressure, no gotchas. And a few days later, I got my new home security system up and running. And the best part, no long-term contract. I can leave anytime I want, but I'm positive I'll stick with Simply Safe. My home is safe now and secure 24/7. Because I've got a warning. It's just $15 a month. Most alarm companies charge three times that amount. Protect your home with the alarm that I trust. Go to simplysaferay.com. My listeners get an exclusive 10% off. SimplySafeRay.com. That's SimplySafeRay.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find a plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
Find new instructions to keep the factory working.
Gene Pastula, certified financial planner and guest, frequent guest on the Ray Lucia Show. Smart guy and a good guy and a buddy for many, many years. We're going to get back to this whole concept and idea of having the money available to pay for assisted living, nursing home, whatever, a memory care center in just a bit with virtually no risk. If you can believe that. But I believe we have Z on the line out in Lakeland, Florida, who actually worked once upon a time at one of these type facilities, and I think has some comments. Z, thank you for calling the Ray Lucia Show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. This is a subject near and dear to my heart because I worked for almost 2 years with this population, and what I saw, I worked at actually an independent living facility. What they do is they provide 3 meals a day, nutritionally balanced. They clean the room. They take them to doctor's offices. But more importantly, they look out for stuff like dehydration, things that could put a person in a nursing home. And the average price for the person staying there in Florida, and I'm talking Lakeland, Florida prices, was about $32,000 a year.
That's all?
And that's all.
I think we're going to ship our parents to Lakeland, Florida.
Like three meals a day, room and board. Somebody cleaned your room once a week, took you to the doctor,
wow,
entertained you, took you out to shows and movies and so forth. So you live a full life. What happened is most people stubbornly insist on staying in their home, and then they're eating cat food or crackers or popcorn for dinner. And by the time the kids figure out what's going on, the parent needs to go to a nursing home, which, as you said, is much, much more expensive, at least three times more expensive. Kids would be well ahead of the game if they monitored their parents, move in with them, take a vacation, move in with your folks for a week or two, and watch what they do, how they eat, how they sleep, how they exercise. And if they're not doing the right stuff, do everything in your power to get them into an independent living facility that will encourage them to do all the right things to keep them out of the nursing home.
Brilliant advice from Z. Thank you, Z, for the call. We do appreciate it. Gene, you ready to take your mom to Lakeland, Florida?
Yeah, actually, my mom is in one of those right now. We were just talking during the break. She's in her 90s now, and really, I'm encouraging her to really seriously consider moving into a wing of the facility where they do have assistance, a regular assistance, so it's assisted living area. And,
well, some of these places, they have the progression.
They go all the way down.
Right, which is really, really, really fascinating and interesting. And I have found them actually be, for the most part, really quality.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's expensive. And of course, that's what you know, we're all about is from a financial perspective, how do you pay for that? And, the unfortunate thing is most people think that when they hear like $100,000 a year, and then they think, well, okay, so I'm going to buy insurance to pay for $100,000. No, you don't necessarily have to buy an insurance to make long-term care free for yourself. But certainly, because other income is going to continue to come in, but certainly the idea of setting up some sort of a strategy so that at that point in time where you need that sort of thing, there's an extra $30,000 or $40,000 a year, or $50,000 even, that can help. And nobody turns down a check for $5,000 a month tax-free.
No question about it.
Especially at that time.
So what you're talking about, and what I love about what you do, is you represent multiple companies that have created life insurance products. That's a virtual no-lose proposition for the individual. You simply move money on your balance sheet from your left pocket to your right pocket, and whatever amount of money that is, it could be $10,000, it could be $100,000, it leverages up to an amount of money that can be spent on long-term care that could be four or five times what the deposit is. Talk about that, because that's powerful.
Yeah, well, you know, life insurance is interesting. Obviously, historically, we've always thought of life insurance as being something that when you die, somebody else gets money. But what we did about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, was change it around a little bit so that the person who was insured could actually receive the life insurance benefits prior to death if they need long-term care. So you can create this huge amount of money out of relatively smaller amounts and know that even if you never need long-term care, which would be obviously the best situation, the money that you committed to your insurance strategy would end up going to someone you care about with a return. So, the numbers that, or the situation that you just said, if you put it in numbers, just as an example, that if you moved $100,000 into this account, this insurance contract, first of all, it would create a cash value which you could get back any time. So you're not spending the money. You're just simply putting it into the insurance policy and having the insurance company keep it.
So if you did $50,000 the next day, you could pull $50,000
exactly,
out of the problem.
Exactly. But it'll earn interest, typically higher than what the banks and what have you do, very safely, you know, 3-4%. And then they use that interest to pay for the insurance benefits. The, you know, $100,000, if you died 3 months later, would be worth, say, $200,000 to your heirs, tax-free. Well, $100,000 of that is actual pure insurance you're purchasing. And but if you need long-term care, then the $200,000 is there to help pay for that care. We even have types that what says, and after the $200,000, if you live that long, which you alluded to earlier about, you know, 4 years, the average stay for females, if you live that long and use all that up, then the insurance company throws in by rider another $200,000-$400,000 and continues to be able to pay you, you receive tax-free monthly benefits to help pay for this care. So it's never a lose situation. You buy car insurance, never have a wreck, all that money's gone, house insurance, et cetera, et cetera. Life insurance, not so much. If you keep the insurance policy in force, somebody is going to get a benefit. Now you're going to get benefit if you need it for care, and it's very efficient, very safe. We have thousands of people over the years that have done this, and the number one remark that I get is it sounds too good to be true, but it's just it's an innovative way of using products in financial, and that's what financial planners are supposed to do.
Let's talk about it in hard, cold facts. You got $100,000. It could be any number, but we're using that as an example. Mm-hmm. You got $100,000. It's sitting in a CD. It earns you 1%. Okay? So it's $1,000 a year cost of doing business. Take the same $100,000. You give up the $1,000 a year. All right? And 10 years go by. It's cost you $10,000. But that $100,000 is worth $200,000 for long-term care benefits, which you can get out at $5,000 a month. So in reality, you're getting all of your money back in just a couple of months. All of the interest that you didn't earn, you get back in a couple of months. And as I said, if you are a female, there's an almost 80% chance that it's gonna happen to you. Now, let's say nothing happens to you. The $100,000 goes in there, you've got this nice long-term care benefit, get hit by a bus, boom, there's $200,000 tax-free goes to your heir. Okay, they miss you. You don't get hit by the bus. You're still alive and kicking, and everything's fantastic. You win the Powerball. You don't need money anymore. You call Pasul up and say, send me my check for what's left over. He says, well, there's a guarantee in the contract. You get all your $100,000 back. Where's the risk?
That's the idea. There is what we've done is to create a concept and a strategy where the risk of it is taken out and the certainty is put in. It's certain that if needed by you, you will receive that money for as long. Oh, and by the way, if you don't use all the money, that $200,000, for example, if you only use $50,000 and you pass away, then your heirs get the other $150,000. So there is no downside to it. There's no catch to it other than the fact that you need to be in average decent health for your age. And of course, the older you are, the less benefit you get for that $100,000. So the sooner the better to do something like this if you can.
And the best way to do that is go to safemoneymonitor.com. Have Gene run the numbers for you. Say you want the no-risk way to own some kind of long-term care. Make sure you read all the fine print. He'll give you all the details. Or simply call him 800-809-6783, safemoneymonitor.com. Thank you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, and important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Welcome to Staples.
A Staples guy, office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples, make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/20/16. See store staples.com for details.
We paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for price and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
He heard it through the grapevine. CCR, John Fogerty. Welcome back, folks. He needs the pips behind him, I think. 844 Ratio, a special thanks to Gene Pestle. You know, that is such a fantastic product in my mind because it takes the risk out. I mean, so many people say, well, I you know, I don't know him, and I don't know what's the best policy. You know what? You can't make a mistake. You get the doggone thing. If you don't like it, say, give me my money back. It's basically that simple. Now, in some states, you can't get it back the next day. It might take a year or two. But the risk of not doing it far exceeds the risk of doing it. So, again, get a hold of Gino. He's a good guy. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Just ask him to give you a call, and he'll talk you through it. And he doesn't need to make a sale. It's not, I mean, the guy's super rich. He doesn't need
to. He's just here to help. Guy.
He really and truly is. He's been around, known him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he helped me write a chapter in my very first book about that very subject way back when. And when I went to buy my own long-term care insurance policy, I did review that. I didn't buy that one because I decided I wanted to keep my capital invested. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that worked out pretty well because the market went straight up from there. So it was actually a good decision on my part, too. But whether you do it, you know, where you pay an annual premium or you do it the no-risk way, as I call it, talk to a professional about it. It's probably, you know, I was researching Wade Fowle, you know, the guy's like the retirement mm-hmm. guru in the country. He's the one guy that most people in the financial services rely on for really good, solid data. He doesn't work for an insurance company. He doesn't work for a mutual fund company. He's a professor of finance, and he's got a blog and all that stuff. And so you get the straight scoop from him. And he has written article after article about retirement planning and how critically important it is to cover that long-term care need. Well, what better way to do it than to just take some money out of your left pocket and put it in your right pocket and always have a string attached to that money? You decide you don't like the guy or you don't like the policy, you don't like the benefits, you yank the money back. And what did it cost you? A half of 1% on your money? Money that you're, I mean, you can make a loan to the government right now. For the next 10 years, you earn 2%. That's it. So anyway, go to safemoneymonitor.com and at least check it out. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to buy anything. Just check it out. Okay, I think it's time for some email.
And I loved hearing from Z in Florida. She's been there, real world experience. I mean, we could talk about behind the desk, but she's been it.
She's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start today with Alan in Tustin, California. Hi, Ray. You have an amazing show. Well, thank you, Alan. Is there any wonder why you're the number one emailer of the day? No, just kidding. You're an amazing show, and thank you for all that you do. You're very welcome. I have a small beach house that I never rented out, and my son is newly married. He wants to live in the beach house for a year or two while they save up for a house. Can they live in the house rent-free and without tax, or do I need to charge them fair market rent? Well, it depends on whether the house is a rental property and you're carrying it on your tax return as a rental property, or you might just say it's a second home. If it's a second home, your kids can live there tax-free, and you don't have to charge them rent. Now, there could be a gift imputed on the value of that rent. So where is this? California? You can give $14,000 a year. Your wife can give $14,000 a year. That's $28,000 to him and to her. That's, you know, what, $56,000? So as long as rent is less than $56,000, the equivalent rent, you wouldn't need to charge that. So again, talk to your CPA about this and your tax. I'm not a CPA. I'm not signing your tax returns. But I've actually done this before. With kids and so forth, and I've seen it happen before. You treat it as a second home. Now, you can't take depreciation and all that stuff. You can't write it off as a rental property because it's not a rental property. It's like a second home, and the second home can be down the street or it can be in Colorado. It doesn't matter where your second home is, and you're just letting your kids use it, and they're deriving an economic benefit. That's a gift. I can make a gift to my kids in cash, or I can let them stay in a home, which is an equivalent gift. And as long as, like I said, you don't exceed that $56,000, you don't even file a gift tax form, Form 709. Because if I make a gift to you, Bobby, mm-hmm. of $14,000, I don't have to file the form. $15,000, I do.
I'm going to need to see that actually happen, Ray. It's tough for me to visualize it.
Of course you would. So, and I think, by the way, it's a really, really nice gesture for you. If the place is sitting there, who cares? Let them use it. It's fine. That's Alan in Tustin, California. We'll head north to Hillsboro, Oregon. Vanessa asks, I'm thinking of doing a Roth IRA conversion of my non-deductible contributions. I have a 401k rollover of 100k. I'm in the 25% tax bracket. Does this make sense? Yes, it does, but it's going to be a little tiny bit tricky. You have a $100,000 rollover. You can't just isolate the non-deductible money of that $100,000 and convert that part only to a Roth. It's a prorated amount. Here's the example I always use. If $10,000 of that $100,000 is post-tax money, then if you wanted to convert $10,000, you'd have to pay tax on $9,000 of it, because 90% of the money is pre-tax money. You have to prorate it. Now, here's the solution. Pay close attention. Take the $90,000 of pre-tax money and earnings and so forth and roll that back into your 401k plan or some other qualified plan that you have at your company or where you work. Hopefully you can do that. If you can't, then you're hosed. But if you can, you take the $90,000, you roll it into a 401k, leaving naked just the $10,000 of post-tax money. Now you do the Roth conversion because you have no other IRAs. You got to do this with all your IRAs, by the way. Can't have any other pre-tax money in any other IRA. If all that's left is post-tax money, you then convert the post-tax money. You pay nothing in taxes, and the non-deductible IRA money, which grows tax-deferred, turns into a Roth IRA that grows tax-free. That's the answer to your question. I'm out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember Gino Pastula at SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Appreciate Gene coming on the program. All of the emails, if you want to email me, go to RayLucia.com. Shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you. For Bobby and the gang, Bob, make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any security brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.